Those of you concerned about retirement are relieved that we've finally gotten to this step. Those who have been living in denial are wondering what all the fuss is about. Baby step four is time to get really serious about your wealth building. Remember, when you reach this step, you don't have any payments but a house payment. With only one payment, it should be easy to invest heavily. Before this step, you have ceased or have never started investing. And now, you have to really pour on the coals. Gazelle intensity in the previous steps has allowed you to be able to focus on growing a sizable nest egg. The tens of thousands of people we have met have helped me develop the 15% rule. The rule is simple. Invest 15% of before-tax gross income annually toward retirement. Why not more? You need some of your income left to do the next two steps, college saving and paying off your home early. Why not less? Some people want to invest less or none so they can get a child through school or pay off the home super fast. I don't recommend that because those kids' college degrees won't feed you at retirement. I don't recommend paying off the house first because I've counseled too many 75-year-olds with a paid-for house and no money. They end up selling the family home or mortgaging it to eat. You need some retirement investing at this stage before saving for college and the mortgage payoff. Plus, by getting started now, the magic of compound interest will work for you. When calculating your 15%, don't include company matches in your plan. Invest 15% of your gross income. If your company matches some or part of your contribution, you can consider it gravy. By the same token, do not use your potential Social Security benefits in your calculations. I don't count an inept government for my dignity at retirement, and you shouldn't either. I'm not taking a political position, but the mathematics of that system spell doom. If Social Security isn't there when you retire, you'll be glad you listened to my advice. If by some miracle Social Security is there when you retire, that will mean I was wrong. In that case, you'll have some extra money to give away. I'm sure you'll forgive me for that. Now that you've reached this step, you need to learn about mutual funds. The stock market has averaged just below 12% return on investment throughout its history. Growth stock mutual funds are what I recommend investing in for the long term. Growth stock mutual funds are lousy short-term investments because they go up and down in value, but they are excellent long-term investments when leaving the money longer than 5 years. My personal retirement funds and my kids' college are invested in the way I teach in the Total Money Makeover.